This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Not for what the future holds. I hold the future in your hands. I cannot fear what the future holds. You hold the future in your hands. Lord, I cannot hear what the future holds. You hold the future in your hands.
Psalm 23 from verse 1. God bless you. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He leadeth me, he leadeth me. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Someone say a loud amen. Amen. This evening, we want to look quickly at the benefit of divine direction. The benefit of divine direction. Our objective is to understand the dividends of divine leading and guidance. When God leads me, when God guides me, what benefit is there? The first thing I want to say by way of introduction is that being led, guided, and directed by God, or directed by God, is a luxury realm of Christian existence. Luxury. That is luxurious living, enjoyment living. It is a blessed thing to be guided and be led by God. Secondly, being led, guided, or directed by God is a privilege of sonship. A privilege of sonship. Romans chapter 8 verse 14. He said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The meaning of that is sons of God. And when we say sons of God, there is no man or woman in the spirit. We are all sons in the spirit. Being led, guided, and directed by God is a privilege of sonship. If you are a son of God, a child of God, a daughter of God, you don't need to beg to be led. Thirdly, being led, guided, or directed by God is the secret of walking successfully with God. Walking successfully with God. God spoke to Abraham, I believe it was Genesis 17:1. He said, be thou perfect, walk before me, and be thou perfect. When Abraham was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to him and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me. Let me lead you. Go you. Let me direct you. And then you will be perfected. Is the secret of walking successfully with God. There are many Christians whose Christian experiences are so frustrating because of not being guided and not being led by God. Now, what are the dividends, the benefit? Sunday we saw the necessity. Why is it so vital? Now, want to know the practical profitability or benefit of being led, guided, or directed by God. Benefit number one, the presence of God. Those who are guided by God enjoy the presence of God. Because God cannot speak, cannot be present, be absent where his voice is present. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down. He leadeth me. That is, he is in front, I am following. In Exodus chapter 13, verse 21, the Lord went before them to do what? To lead them by day in a pillar of the cloud, to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and by night. People who are led by God, they carry a heavy presence of God. People who are acquainted with the voice of God, who are directed by God, they carry God bodily. There is something you cannot miss about them. You feel God when you hang around them. If I want to tell you why you need the presence of God, it's another message. Presence of God is the secret of the anointing. The presence of God will part the Red Sea. The presence of God will do many things. Being led of God gives you access to the presence of God. Number two is the peace of God. Peace is what people cannot buy in the market. People buy bed, but they can't buy sleep. Peace. Thou leadest me beside still waters. That is, not troublesome water, still water, still peaceful water, quiet water. Psalm 85, verse 8. He said, I will hear what God, the Lord, will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people. When God speaks, it is accompanied with peace. Any leading that takes away your peace has another source, but not God. Any leading, any direction, any instruction. You say yes to the man in marriage and you lost your peace. Your wedding card is about to be out and you lost your peace. You are set to take the journey and you lost your peace. You are about to withdraw the money and put into that business and you lost your peace. If there is no reason why you need the voice of God, you need it for peace. Those who lack the voice of God are permanently under pressure, highly stressed up, very anxious. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 18. He said, I wish you have hearkened to my commandment. I wish you have listened to what I'm telling you. Then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. The Lord speak peace. Tonight, peace is coming your way. During the course of this construction, not one, not two, not three pastors, men of God, and other people will come. And as we are going around, So one of them said, I can't understand the peace with which you are functioning here. All this thing is going on and you are at peace? Yes. Because God commanded it. Because God is speaking about it. And God implemented it. And God executed it. Under a depressed economy in record time. Am I communicating? Peace. Number three, the presence of God is a dividend. Number one, number two, the peace of God. Number three, the provision of God. The voice of God comes with the supplies of God, the provision of God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me. So anywhere God leads, the pastures are green. If God is leading, the pastures must be green. What others look for you when God leads. In Luke chapter 5 verse 4, Peter had toiled all night and caught nothing. But when the voice of God came, and he said, launch your net into the deep. And Simon Peter said, I have toiled all night, I caught nothing. But at your voice now, I will do this. And he got supplies that could never be exhausted. Am I communicating at all? Wine finished. One voice, one leading, one instruction. John chapter 2 verse 5 to 7. Whatsoever he tells you to do, do. And there were water pours. And he asked them to fill the water. And so on and so forth. And that wine couldn't be finished. Isaiah chapter 8, 48 and in verse 15. Isaiah chapter 48 and in verse 15. He said, I have spoken. Yeah, I have called him. I have brought him. And he shall make his way prosperous. If God speaks, prosperity is the outcome. He shall make his way prosperous. Supernatural provision is a revelation. There is something God will show you that will explode your resources, explode your finances. It is not necessarily sweating or human connection that can give you what you need in life. When there was a famine in the land, the voice of God brought Isaac into a realm of supplies. Go not down into Egypt. Remain in this land. Genesis chapter 26 from verse 1 all the way to verse 4. Remain in this land and I will be with you here. I will bless you here. Even though this land is dry. And as God spoke, and Isaac hearkened to God, verse 12 to verse 14, he exploded. In this season, somebody is about to hear something from God that is going to move you into the millions and the billions range. If you are that person, you can say a louder amen. It's going to give you a dream in the night, a vision, a revelation, something that will shift you into the millions and the billions range. You believe that, shout the loudest amen. Why do I say so? Isaiah chapter 45 verse 1. Thus saith the Lord. I am talking to you, Cyrus, whose right hand I am holding. You see, everything is here. God is speaking, so his voice comes with his presence. I am holding your right hand. I am going to subdue nations before you. I will loose the loins of kings. I will open before you the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Then I will go before you. I'm talking to you now, and I'm going with you now. To make crooked places straight, to break in pieces the gates of brass, I will cut in sunder the bars of iron. By the time I'm through with you, I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, which call you by your name, I am the God of Israel. Now that passage may not be for everybody, but it's for somebody here. It's for somebody watching right there. It's for somebody in one of our locations there. If that passage was for you, you will shout the loudest, amen. At the healing and deliverance service yesterday, early in the morning, a young man said, the Lord gave me revelation where angels were standing at the gate and shaking hands with people. You are welcome. And they are here right now. You are welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome. While we're in the service, in the course of the encounters,
One of the young ladies came and said, the Lord showed her angels everywhere, and then at the gate here. No, a young man. And he said, you are welcome. Welcome to your wealth. Welcome to your wealth. Welcome to your... What again? Wealth. Just welcome. Just welcome. You are well. So you just stepped into something massive, people. This year, 2022, what is yours, no devil shall deny it. And I decree that your hearing shall be open. Your understanding shall be open. God will show you something. God will open your ears to something that will give you access to massive resources. You believe that, shall the Lord say amen. Somebody say, maybe he's talking to millionaires. No, I'm talking to you. You may have zero in your account now, but by the time this year is over, God will shock you. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat. What is in the voice of God? By the time we are through with this, you should struggle to hear and know what God wants you to do with your life. The presence of God, the peace of God, the provision of God. It's not just material provision, but a good wife, a good husband. They are inside the voice of God, inside the direction of God, inside the leading of God. A good line of investment. They are all inside the voice of God. The other day we were driving out of church, and I was driving right in front here, inside the car, and I told my wife, and I said, "Thank you. I'm grateful that you are my wife." This Sunday. I saw somebody there, one sister there, doing hand like this. Like, God, give me this kind of reality. I said, I am thankful to you that you are my wife, and I'm grateful that you are the one I married. She said, what about you? I'm thankful to you too. I said, you don't understand what I'm talking about. If I had married someone else that maybe is not aligned to destiny and ministry, I can't be here. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You would have quarreled the anointing out of your life. Quarreled the anointing left since. Instead of ministering under the unction, you are ministering under irritation. Yeah, you see? So there are many things people take for granted. You know? And it's not of him that willeth or runneth of God and showeth mercy. So these are things that are inside the voice of God. If you don't hear God, any door that open you thought is the open door. You see, you may get American green card. That doesn't mean God say go to America. There are people who mistake a lot of circumstantial happenings to divine direction. And they end in a lot of disaster. Right? I was talking with a man. He may be watching this now, but I'm not trying to use this as an example negatively. Oh, we trusted God to go out of the country, and all of us got our visas, me, wife, children, all the way to go to America, and God answered our prayer and the visa was granted, and we have now relocated to America. And the moment I landed America, blood pressure. Now we have to investigate something. What's wrong? Pressure is high, 200 and something, 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 and you can't do anything with your life. The moment you arrive, affliction. Something is already somewhere. Is it possible that a visa is to give you access to the country without asking you to go and live there? Am I communicating? You will not miss it. I said you will not miss it. I said you will not miss it. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. Lift up your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I cannot miss my destiny. I cannot miss purpose. In Jesus' name. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord and let's begin to see how we run faster. The presence of God is our number one dividend. Number two is the peace of God. Number three, the provision of God. Number four is the power of God. The voice of God carries power. It injects the recipient with power. Nothing makes a man authoritative and audacious like hearing God, knowing what God said. In Psalm 29 verse 4, the Bible said the voice of the Lord is powerful. Is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 4, he said, where the word of the king of a king or the voice of a king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, what doest thou? Power to dismantle the opposition. Power to dissolve the oppression. Power to make progress. Power to fulfill destiny. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 31. He said, for through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down, which smote with a rod. I speak to someone here today. Every oppression that is around your life, on your life right now, the voice of God shall dismantle tonight. The voice of God is dismantling tonight. Shout the loudest. Amen. Somebody shout power. Somebody shout power. Number five is the preservation of God. Or preservation by God. The voice of God is the secret of preservation by God. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Why are you with me? You are leading me. You are guiding me. You are directing me. So you are with me. Suffered no man to do them wrong. Saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Psalm 105, verse 15. Psalm 89, verse 19. He said, then you speak in a vision. Somebody say, God speak. He spake in a vision to your Holy One and said, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. Now he spoke. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. With whom my hand shall be established. My arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy cannot exact. The enemy has no place in his life. Nor the son of wickedness afflict him. The enemy cannot exert upon him means I owe the enemy nothing. I can't pay the devil tax. I am not taxable by the devil. I am not taxable by the, that is the basis of I owe the devil nothing. I am not taxable. The enemy shall not exact upon him. The son of wickedness cannot afflict him. Wicked agents of darkness cannot afflict him. I will beat down his enemies before him. And those who hate him, I will plague them. Why? Thou speak. Thou speak. Thou speak. Thou speak. Thou speak. If I can hear God, enemies are in trouble. If I am sensitive enough to know what God is saying and to see what God is showing, enemies are in trouble. I announce here by the anointing of God, anyone who hates your soul without a cause and they have failed to repent, in this season they shall be plagued. They shall be plagued. They shall be plagued. Every hater of the body of Christ, every hater of this local assembly, every hater of your soul, on your life, of our soul, our lives, that has refused to repent, in this season, they shall experience multiplied plagues. You are a believer, shout the loudest amen.
Is it not wonderful to hear God, to be guided by God, to be directed by God, the presence of God, the peace of God, the provision of God, the power of God, preservation of by by God. And number six is profit in life. This is different from provision. This is profit. The Lord teacheth thee to profit. Isaiah 48:17. He teaches to profit. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way which that thou should go. If I am leading you, my teaching brings you profit. I cause you to make gain. This is the critical thing. Any direction that ushers you into losses is lacking in divine direction. Losses. Two basic things will cause losses. First is the lack of wisdom. And next is the lack of divine direction. Because wisdom is profitable. And where wisdom is lacking, losses are inevitable. Then God teaches you to profit. The only reason why you can make losses if God spoke to you is if wisdom is lacking. But generally, the voice, God's direction to you moves your life to the next level. It is profitable.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.